Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. We have a lot to talk about and a very full agenda. So I will call the meeting to order. First, just everybody has the agenda, which I think everybody would agree is quite fulsome. And given that there are a couple of items which are more discussion-oriented versus some of the items that are particularly content-rich, shall I say, I wanted to adjust the agenda slightly. So I would like to, before we move in, I would like to move into the actual substance of the meeting. I would like to adjust some of the agenda items, if people will allow. So to begin with, I would like to take items 8 and 9, which should not be controversial and do require a vote to get them going, and bring them up after agenda item 2. So if we could change items 8 and 9 to become 3 and 4. Is there any objection to that? These are carryover items from at least one previous meeting and should be relatively administrative in nature. So we'll move items 8 and 9 to become items 3 and 4. Hearing or seeing no objection, we will do that. Thank you. And there are a couple of update items which are important, but I think should go to after the key voting issues. So agenda items 4 and 5, we will move to become items 8 and 9. Unless there's any objection to that. Okay, hearing or seeing none, we will reorder the agenda accordingly. Thank you very much. Now we'll go back to the originally scheduled agenda for item number 1, apologies. Gabby, could you list the apologies as we know them?
Yes, the only two that we have are from Young and Lee and from Nigel Roberts.
Okay, thank you. On to item number 2, the minutes and actions. I think you can see here that in terms of the actions, all have been completed except the one which is going to be a note from the chair to the board about the number of seats on the accountability group. But actions have overtaken that, and there is a public comment period where we will be making comments. So it is my understanding that all the actions have been completed. Gabby, that's correct?
Yes, I have to refer to Christina, actually.
Christina, okay.
Yes, I can confirm it's correct.
Thank you. The minutes from last meeting. Any comments or corrections? Seeing or hearing none, I'll take the minutes. Can I get a motion to pass the minutes then?
Keith here, so moved.
Thank you. A seconder?
Hero.
Thank you, Hero. Having heard no objections or changes, I will take it that there are no objections. And the minutes are passed unanimously. Thank you. Okay. With that, we are going to the new item number 3, which would be selection of CCNSO participants for the ICANN leadership training. This has been on the agenda before and has been discussed to some degree before. Based on the purpose statement for the training itself, the proposed criteria being representatives of CCCLD managers and potential leadership capability within the CCNSO CCCLD community, we had 6 applicants, all of, you know, of course, all of whom certainly had strong potential. And trying to whittle it down and live up, or live up to the criteria. maybe I should just remind folks: the applicants were Carolina, Don, Patrick, Alan Strickland from Internet NZ, Haznul Fayed bin Hassan from .mi, and Mohammed Al Kindi from .om. But based on one of the key criteria of the being CCTLD managers or representatives thereof, I think it did whittle down that list to Ellen, Haznul, and Mohammed. And based on that, I think the suggestion was that it would be Haznul and Mohammed. I'd like to open that to any discussion beyond that. Any discussion, comment, or concern about those folks being the suggested leadership candidates? Okay, seeing none, I would like to put that to a vote that we would nominate those 2 candidates for the ICANN leadership training. Can I get anybody to make a motion on that? Is that Leslie? I see your hand up, making a motion. I will take that as a motion. Thank you. Can I get a seconder for that?
Margarita.
Margarita, thank you very much. Is there anybody opposed? Okay, seeing none, we'll consider that unanimously approved that Haznul and Mohammed will be the 2 selected candidates for the ICANN leadership training. Thank you very much. On to the next item, formerly number 9, now number 4, the cross-community working group on internet governance. This is something that has been on our agenda since Singapore and has been bumped a couple of times in the interest of time in previous meetings. So the real question here is the CCNSO going to continue with the adoption? My sense is yes, we should. Members of the CC community certainly remain interested in this activity, and I think it's important that we be proactive and participate, and at the very least, it's certainly important that we make sure to keep an eye on it. But I think we have a role to play far greater than just keeping an eye on it. So there is a draft resolution in front of you. That the CCNSO Council adopts the Charter of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance, and that the Secretariat is requested to inform the conveners of the informal working group as soon as possible, as well as the chairs of the SOs and ACs. So I'd like to call for a motion, and then we can have discussion after. I'd like to get somebody to make a motion on.
Yep, it's Keith here. I'm happy to move. I think just commenting too that we were set to have this approved at our last meeting and there didn't appear to be any objection, but we held back purely because the GNSO had an issue or two with it. So I think this is just formality now, but happy to move.
I would agree. Thank you. Can I get a seconder?
Margarita.
Thank you, Margarita. Any objections to this resolution? Okay. In the meantime, I did promise some discussion. Is there any commentary? Although Keith has probably fulfilled that role right now. Any further comments? Or discussion? Okay. Hearing none and seeing no objection, we'll consider that resolution passed. Thank you very much. We will adopt.
Viva just joined.
Hello, Rika.
Hi. Sorry, I'm running late terribly, actually.
Okay, welcome, Vika. We just passed the motion on adopting the charter for the cross-community working group on internet governance.
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
This is Bart. Demi should be on the call as well.
Okay, welcome, Demi. Thank you for passing that. Just for the late additions to our call, we have reordered the agenda so that items 8 and 9 became 3 and 4, and items 4 and 5 became items 8 and 9.
Okay.
All right. So we are now on to the sorry, just reordering them in my mind. Formerly,
Byron, this is Byron. Yes. You need to go for the call for volunteers for the cross community working group.
Yes, thank you. We're not done yet. Okay, item number 9.2, which is the call for volunteers. You can see who's currently on there. And there is a resolution associated with that. I'll read the resolution. The CCNSO Secretary has requested to seek confirmation of the current members whether or not they want to remain members of the CCWG on IG. And once confirmed, the Secretariat is requested to send a call for volunteers for the remainder of the slots or seats. The volunteers will be appointed or reconfirmed by Council. The Chair and the Vice Chair of the Council are requested to propose a candidate for co-chair of the working group, and that would be confirmed by Council. Could I get somebody to make a motion on that resolution?
Hero.
Okay, Hero, thank you. And who is the I heard a second person in there?
I'll second, Viga.
Viga, okay. First and second, thank you. Any discussion or questions on that resolution? Fairly straightforward. Any objections? Seeing or hearing none, we'll consider that one carried as well. 9.2, that draft for that resolution carried. Thank you very much. Okay. Moving back to the agenda item that was formerly number 3, but now number 5, CWG IANA Stewardship Transition and the progress towards adoption of that charter. And I would just update you that the GNSO has adopted it. SSAC is in the process of sending out a call for membership. To my knowledge, ALAC hasn't appointed members yet, but is in and around that process, and the GAC has indicated that they are interested in participating. So I don't have, I can't provide much more color on the GAC, but certainly Heather Dryden has reached out and expressed their interest and desire to participate. I would say it remains to be seen whether they can actually coordinate themselves to participate. The other thing that I just wanted to bring up to speed on is a letter from Jonathan, the chair of GNSO, and myself, suggesting that the timeline was unrealistic. The timeline of January 15th was unrealistic in light of the anticipated schedules. And we'll see where that goes, but it really was just kind of a warning shot that that particular timeline may be a challenge. And when Keith speaks later on where the ICG is at, perhaps he could pick up on that point and speak to it as well. As the CWG goes forward, in the interim, Jonathan and I will act as co-chairs because the charter does demand co-chairs, but it is not my intent to be the ongoing co-chair of that. I will act as the first meeting until such time as the CWG itself selects its own co-chair. One other thing to note on the CWG, and this is really more a reminder because I think we've talked about it, but if you've looked at the charter itself, it's not just very welcoming, but it's certainly strongly encouraging observers to participate in the process. And the charter goes out of its way, and the charter drafters went out of their way to give observers significant status. At the end of the day, they don't have a vote, but that is essentially the only thing that they don't have. They have full right to speak and participate in the process. So even if you are not an actual member, I would encourage you to pay attention to this particular working group. It's certainly a critical one to all of us. And also, you are free to participate and make comments during the process. So it's really a key update on it. We will be selecting members for that, as you know, and how we select those members, I would say at this point is still an issue to be discussed, and I want to discuss it here. We have a follow-on call or meeting after this formally scheduled council meeting, and I think it's important to note that Peter Van Hoste, on behalf of the ROs, had sent a note to us expressing some concerns about the transparency and inclusiveness of this process. I think we as council members would hopefully all agree that we have certainly been considering those issues and doing our best to make the process as participatory and as open as possible, but I think we can continue to do better, and Peter and the ROs remind us of that. But while I don't necessarily agree with everything in that letter, I certainly take the overall point, and I'm committed to making this process as open and transparent as possible, and I'm sure you would all agree with that. So not that making a process on the fly is an ideal situation, however, as we come to this critical point in the process for us, and recognizing that these are most definitely interesting times we're living in, and fluid. They are literally evolving as we are working on them. I would like to suggest, and this will be, of course, some discussion, and I know I'm going slightly off script here, but this is part of the discussion, is that the process thus far was to have people put forward an expression of interest, regardless of where they were from the community, and we went to some length to make sure that this message got out to the entire TLD community, not just CCNSO, and members from the broader CCTLD, non-CCNSO community have put their names forward. But I would like to have some discussion on the thought that instead of just the council selecting all five members, that we enable the four ROs to come together and select one of the five. Like, pick their own person. Not their own person. I mean, they're all part of our community, but they would be responsible for a selection, much like we did in the selection of the ICG selection committee, and that then the other four candidates would be selected by the council itself. So I know that this is a potential change from what we had originally considered, but I believe it would show a willingness and an openness to continue to better the process so that the end outcome can be as positive and, of course, defendable, but as positive as possible for our community. And I think that if we were able to do something like this, it would show significant willingness on our part to listen to our own community and to involve as many people as possible. So I know the Secretariat is probably blowing a gasket on me suggesting a change in the process along the way, but nonetheless, these are fluid times we live in, and I believe that if we were able to get our minds around this, that it would actually be a positive for the overall process.
Byron, this is Bart. Just one question. Do they have to pick, say, if the council would agree, would that go for a separate call for membership, or would they use the slot of those who've applied already? Because if you look at the people who are on that list, it includes both non-members and members.
I agree, Bart. It most certainly does, and I think that just highlights the fact that we reached far and wide for potential candidates. What I believe, and this is my opinion, because I'm working with all of you folks a little bit in a fluid situation here, is that the ROs should surface their own candidate who may or may not be on that list, but should have the freedom to surface the candidate that they want to put forward. And I will admit right at this moment, I don't have the potential process nailed down, but I would suspect that they would have to reach into the broader community again with their own call in very short order, to surface their own candidate, and then we as the council would work with the remaining list of those who have already expressed interest. So we would need, and I know I'm putting the ROs on the spot here, but I'm also responding to them in as positive a way as I think we can. They would have to do this in extremely short order, and likely, and I know this is an imposition on everybody, and myself included, defer the selection that we were considering for just after this meeting, the selection process just after this meeting, until they can get organized. So I know it's a lot for everybody to think about, but this is definitely in the interest of a little bit of short-term pain for us, ideally positioning us for longer-term gain. And I see Peter's hand up. Peter, go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. And thanks in particular for the constructive response to my email. The reason why I sent this email is, I mean, it was twofold. I mean, first of all, to highlight some of the issues with the process, but more in particular to just some improvements to it, in particular in the way that we've communicated to that. I think most of our communities, especially in the regional organizations, I spent my last General Assembly quite a considerable amount of time on discussing process, and I think we risked that we would be doing the same in a week from now at our next meeting. And probably that would be the same story for the other regional organizations. So thanks for that. I think it's a very constructive suggestion. In terms of selecting the candidates, not getting carried away here, would we have the list of the council appointed individuals so that we could try and identify somebody who has an additional skill set that could be complementary to what is already there, or would those two processes run in parallel? So would you defer the decision that was supposed to be taken after this call to the time that we're ready to, or do we just hurry up and make sure that we can add that fifth person to your list?
I am going to suggest that we defer the decision for a very short period, and I'm talking a matter of days, so potentially Monday or Tuesday, and I would ask us then to be able to regroup potentially on the list, but ideally for a short call in person. But the bottom line is, logistics aside, I'm going to suggest we defer the decision on the selection of the members, CCNSO Council selected members, until early next week, and in the interim, that the ROs need to get together quickly and surface their own candidate, and that we will bring this back together with the ROs and the council to make our separate selections. Just to be clear, no new seats. I'm only suggesting there would still be 5 seats, 4 selected by the council, 1 surfaced by the ROs. I see Leslie's hand is up. Leslie, go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. I support your suggestion. I think it's a pragmatic way forward. But I think this whole issue and conversation, I think, highlights to me that it's about time we have a separate discussion on how the ROs and the CCNSO Council can work better together in terms of both improving transparency, but maybe looking at the existing vitals, I hate to say the word, about the role of the ROs on the council as well. It seems to me that, you know, the ground is shifting, and this issue has just highlighted that for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie, and I think your points are well made, and I would generally concur that we're probably at a point where we should review that. However, I would like to defer that for a future date. Peter, go ahead.
Hey, Byron. With some caution, I think we can probably do that with the colleagues from the ROs to come up with a candidate by early next week. In the meantime, I think it's important, and I'm referring to the email I sent last week, that this is properly communicated to the outside world. I think it will take away some of the concerns that I've heard from my membership in terms of who will be part of that group. And it could also be used at the same time to simplify the process within the CCNSO Council so that there is not a two-step selection. But, I mean, frankly, that is completely up to the Council to decide on that. So I think, yes, we can do that, and I would appreciate communication on that. Very briefly, in response to Leslie, there is a meeting planned between the regional organizations and the chair and vice chair of the CCNSO Council exactly in order to discuss those things on a continuing basis. So work is being done in that area, but I fully agree that this is an issue that deserves our attention. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. And thank you to the other ROs who are, or the other managers of the ROs who are on the call, and having not seen any wild objections or hands fly up, I'm going to assume are at least on board for right now. So with that, everybody has seen the list of candidates who have put their names forward. As we have discussed right now, we're going to defer the selection of those folks until early next week, and I'm going to ask the Secretariat to try to arrange another call. And I'm going to beg your indulgence here. That I know that this was short notice, but we are working under very tough time constraints. And as I've said numerous times, in a fluid environment, so I'll beg your indulgence on that. See, Keith has his hand up. Keith, go ahead.
Byron, it's Keith. I'm a little bit worried that a short call will make it very difficult for us to be quorate in order to have a vote on this. And I'm just wondering if maybe we're trying to do this the wrong way round, and perhaps it would be easier for us to continue with the call tonight but appoint four people and then seek the ROs to appoint the fifth. Would that not be more sensible? And I think, you know, from my perspective and for, you know, in the interests of the transition group, you know, my belief is that the CCNSO members of the cross-community working group will need to meet at least once before going to Los Angeles, and there's probably quite a bit of reading for them to catch up on in terms of the proposal documents and so on from the ICG. So, you know, just given how time is against us, the potential difficulty in us achieving a quorum to have a vote you know, sometime next week and so on, whether we shouldn't be proceeding with the appointments of at least the first four now and getting the core of the group ready and getting
Okay, thank you, Keith. Any other comments or thoughts? I see Bart's hand is up. Bart?
Just thinking through, say, what you just said, I think from a communication point of view, it will be easier to proceed that way as well, because it will be very challenging to explain again that we will have two application processes. So this way, the regional organizations can organize their own application process and come up with one candidate early next week. And say in the meantime, say that as a result of the discussions, the council defer or agreed with the regional organisations to that one slot will be appointed. And at that stage, it may be easier for the regional organisations as well to, as Peter said, find, additional skill sets, competencies for this fifth candidate. So continue, my advice would be to continue, explain after the call that the fifth slot will be appointed by the regional organizations.
Keith, your hand is up. Is that still up? Correct. Or?
Correct. And given that there might be some agreement with the process, I think if we were to appoint our four tonight, it would give the unsuccessful candidates from our process the opportunity to approach the regional organisations to re-nominate themselves for that seat rather than leaving them out in the cold, which we would probably do if we were going to go through the process of getting an RO seat first and then going for our four. So perhaps it is the right way around to do it, as I've suggested.
Any further comments on this?
Vega here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and briefly, I'm more convinced or persuaded by Keith's proposal. I think it, as Bart says, it probably can clear up any controversy about why have we reopened the selection process. I'm also cautious also that, you know, we, within the RTLDOs, the regional organizations, we sometimes have the experience that not all CCTLDs are members of the regional organizations. You know, so we don't want a scenario where another group could come and say, well, we are not members of the regional TLD organizations, but we also want our own separate process, you know. So I think it's better if the council selects the four and extends a hand of, you know, appreciation to the regionals and say to them, you appoint the fifth one.
Okay. Thank you. So I've certainly heard support for continuing, for amending the process, as I've suggested, but continuing on the call today as planned. And selecting the four council-selected candidates today. Is there any objection to that? Any further comments on it? Okay.
Byron, this is Victor.
Victor, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I also support the idea of approving the first four today, but then it comes a question, do we have to, as a council, approve the fifth position, the fifth person, or we're just going to accept that the ROs can come up with one candidate and that will be the candidate and we don't have to approve? I'm saying this in terms of not doing another council call only to approve a candidate that already the four ROs have decided.
Thank you, Victor. That's a good question, and it's certainly my sense that if we as council are all on board on this, that we will accept the candidate that the ROs put forward without having to approve it, that we are, in essence, providing that responsibility in full to the ROs. So I don't believe we would need another call on that.
Agreed.
Okay. Okay, so just also in the interest of time, it's 9:45. The call we are speaking about will be happening in 15 minutes, so we have to carry on. We will have that continuation of this meeting, specifically for selecting the four candidates after the top of the hour. So with that, unless there are any other issues not including selection, but around the CWG, we will move on. Are there any other questions or issues around this agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will then move on to another easy and quick one, I'm sure. The progress on the accountability process. And do we have Mathieu on the call here?
No, he's not on the call, but...
Okay. Well, on that note, then, I think the key thing to note is that ICANN has changed what their initial proposed process was and included a public comment period. And as such, I think most or all of the communities will be putting forward some comment, and certainly it is our plan to do so. And Mathieu has led the drafting of a comment on behalf of the CCNSO community. And there is a relatively final draft of that has been circulated. And I know Mathieu and Martin from Nominet have had some exchanges literally through, well, what is my night last night. So it is still, I would say, in a little bit of flux, but very, very near a final draft.
Byron, this is Byron.
Yes, go ahead.
This morning, my time, I send, from a substance point of view, I sent a final, draft final to the council just afterwards, but that was 9:30 my time. Just afterwards, Martin made some very minor friendly amendments to it. If need be, we can put it up on the Adobe room so you can see where the minor edits are. The comment itself, or the statement, the council statement, follows the points that have been shared with the council around 1.5 weeks ago. So there are no additional points or any surprises in there.
Thanks for the update, Bart. Yes, so for me that happened overnight. So it is, that's the up-to-the-minute reporting. Thank you, Bart. Are there any comments on the draft or the proposed final? I do have one now that I've seen it. So if any, I'll give people a moment to think about that. I have, based on what I saw as the last draft, which I think is what Bart has cleaned up, I only have one comment on it. Can you bring that up, Bart, or Gabby or Christina, who's ever in control here?
They're sharing it now. The screen is changing.
It's on its way up.
Okay.
It takes some time.
So maybe I'll just, while that happens, I have one comment, and it is in the final paragraph, and I'll read the sentence for everybody while it comes up. And the sentence is in the middle of the final paragraph, and it says, the CCNSO Council believes that the presumption should be that community recommendations will be accepted absent a compelling legal reason for rejection. I'm going to suggest that we remove the word legal to give all of us a little more room to maneuver here. Because first off, what is legal? That will be an endless debate, and unless we can actually define, I would say, what falls in or out of that, it's a suspect word in the context of that sentence. And two, I believe that we say it, a compelling reason for rejection is probably more powerful than narrowing it with a word that is not defined. So if we go to that final paragraph, you can see the sentence midway through the final paragraph starting with the CCNSO Council. And all I am suggesting is that the fourth last word in that sentence, legal, be deleted to change the tone a little bit and broaden slightly the rationale here. Just give everybody a moment to look at it and think about it. I see Peter has agreed, Keith's agreed, Leslie's agreed, Katrina's agreed in the chat. I'm okay with the letter as it stands, except for that word, and I do have troubles there. So Don has asked a question in the chat, saying, does this give the board more leeway? And I would say probably the short answer is yes. There's a little more room for consideration, and that gives them a little more room for consideration of issues that are not just purely legal. So for one, I think there's a tonality issue here with the word, but I think also we don't necessarily want to bind the hands of those making these decisions to something so specific and narrow, and yet not crisply defined. So unless there's a strong objection from council members, are we okay with editing that word out? Any strong objections to that? Otherwise, I think this is a good note. It's to the point. It's strong. But I would also say that it is collegial in the way that I think the CCNSO generally governs itself, and is one of the key reasons why our voice definitely gets listened to. So seeing no strong objection to that, if we can remove the word legal and then consider that the final draft, or the final document rather, this is what we will put forward to the public comment. Okay. Thank you. And obviously thank you to the drafting team and to Mathieu in particular, but also to the rest of the draft team. Thank you. Okay.
Aaron, this is Bart. There is a draft resolution to it.
There is what?
A draft resolution.
Yes.
On the originally item 7, I believe.
Yeah. So move it. So that's winding up what is number 6 and moving on to number, formerly number 7. And what is, let's just call it what is here on the agenda you see in front of you. But the draft resolution is the CCNSO Council adopts the proposed draft, the CCNSO Council statement. The CCNSO Council thanks the drafting team for its efforts and hard work to produce statements in the limited time frame. And of course, the Council will request the chair of the CCNSO to submit the adopted statement as the CCNSO Council. Can I get somebody to make a motion on that resolution, please?
Hi, this is Keith. I'm happy to move.
Thank you, Keith. And I see Demi got in there with a yes, so I'll say Demi is a seconder. Anybody opposed? Seeing and hearing nobody opposed, we'll consider that draft resolution approved unanimously. Thank you very much. I think that was this is very constructive feedback for ICANN. Okay. Moving on to the item that was formerly number 4, which was the update from the ICG. Keith, over to you.
Okay, thanks, Byron. I'll make this fairly brief, and I'll try and provide a written update to the list rather than taking too much time now. The ICG met last face-to-face in Istanbul for a day during the IGF. It met again last week by telephone conference and will meet again next week by teleconference, and it's meeting face-to-face again in Los Angeles on Friday the 17th. So members of the CCNSO are welcome to attend as observers. And, of course, anyone is welcome to attend the calls. And I noticed there are one or two members of the CCPLD community who are following the process a little bit. The important issue of the moment is that the request for proposals has been issued by the ICG, and the anticipation is that it will have proposals back from the community, preferring one proposal if possible from the names community, but two names community category, one from the CCTLDs and one from the GTLDs. And the date for proposals, 15 January next year, is a very short turnaround, looking more and more impossible by the day, given that the cross-community working group is yet to form, and there is only one ICANN meeting between now and 15 January. So, it would be a supreme optimist to expect the names community to have a full proposal within that time frame. Just interestingly too, I notice that the ICG group has just clicked over its first 1,000 list emails already, so it's a very busy process. There is a bit more formalising on things like the timeline. There's also a request for proposals for secretariat for the ICG out at the moment as well. So I'll post a slightly more fulsome report with links to the various documents and so on within the next 48 hours. And with that, I'll ask if there's any questions.
Any questions for Keith? Don, go ahead. Don asks, is anyone looking at administrative issues, like tax and liability?
No.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions for Keith? Don is suggesting that somebody should, but not the naming folks, not the naming community. Perhaps a topic to be raised?
Yeah, it's a vaguely disturbing topic that the ICG might need to wrestle with, and that would be a perfect question for the ICG if you're staying for the Friday session in LA, Don.
Any other questions for Keith? Don, continuing to make some suggestions for you there, Keith?
Yep. Noted.
Okay. With that, we will wrap up that agenda item and move on to the next, which is an update on the coordination, the CCNSO Coordination Committee. Everyone will recall that this working group was established at the previous council meeting, and its membership is ex officio. It's really just getting going. I think important for the councillors, the staff created a web page with relevant links and the general overview, which you can see that I'm not going to give it, well, I guess I can. It's just at the CCNSO website in the working group section, and it's ISTACC. So you can check there for further detail. An email list has been created, and the first meeting is scheduled for October 2nd. One thing to note is that I think it would probably be a good idea to open up or at least invite the RO general managers as observers, so you're welcome to come and, or just remind them that they're welcome to come and sit in as an observer. But this would require a friendly amendment, so I'm going to suggest that. Any objections to doing that?
Yeah, one point. Yeah, no job.
Okay. Just a reminder to mute your phone if you're not on.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about what I'm thinking.
John, I'm not sure what you mean by in the bylaws.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Don is making the comments CROs are liaisons, not observers. I was just simply suggesting that they could be an observer in the coordination committee. If they would like to participate by observing, they would be welcome. The only point I was making, not changing their status. Okay. With that, I'm going to move on to the next item, which is council updates. Recognizing that time is short, if we could keep these very brief, and I think the more substantive ones would be on any working group updates. So from the chair perspective, since we last met face-to-face, it has certainly been a very busy time with all of the transition and accountability issues. There's probably too many calls and meetings to specifically note, although I think important elements to note are the letter that we sent with the other communities which everybody saw. We definitely worked with the other communities to create that, and I would say to make it more constructive as opposed to aggressive. And I think that we can see from the response from ICANN, they did take that letter and make material changes as a result of it. I was also at the IGF in Istanbul a few weeks ago, where unlike most prior IGFs, it was almost all IANA and ICANN-related issues all the time, or at least certainly compared to previous IGFs, it was most definitely the key topic. And, you know, again, ICANN, I think, is continuing to be a little bit on its heels, but respond to the community, the likes of which includes having the public comment period. And it will be obviously interesting to see at this point how they respond to the kinds of feedback that they're going to get and how much change they're going to make to the process, which is already certainly materially changed from their initial foray into this space. Those are probably the main things to note. Are there anything from the vice chairs?
Nothing to add from me, except that it has been a particularly hectic time. I'll think about any comments and submit them to the list along with the more fulsome update on the ICG, and probably the same for the FOI working group update as well.
Thank you.
Yes, and nothing in particular from me.
Okay. Are there any councillors who would like to provide an update? Seeing no hands up, any updates from regional organizations? Don reminds us that he had sent a written one to the list earlier. Thank you, Don. Anything from staff?
Nothing from me.
Me neither.
Nope.
Thank you. Back to you, Keith, on the FOI. From moving on to item number...
Byron, sorry, this is...
Okay, Peter, go ahead.
Thanks. Just a quick heads up that at Centre we next week have for the first time an open day where we're inviting also registrars to our General Assembly, and we're meeting with the High Level Internet Group, which is a group that decides on the European Union policy on Internet and Internet governance in particular. So I'll give you an update on that at the next CCNSO meeting. And we've also commissioned a study to look at what's happened with the sales channels after the introduction of the new GTLDs. So trying to look at what is what turned into a myth and what became fact. Registrars becoming all powerful, CCTLDs not having access to sales channels anymore, and all that. So that might be something that other CCNSO members are interested in, too. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. In the interest of time, and given the... Caroline, I see your hand up, and I'll come back to you. But in the interest of time, and given the issue of substance we still have to discuss, I'm going to defer items 11 and 12 unless anybody, any of the working groups would like to submit a written update. I would welcome that. But I'm going to defer those items unless there's an objection so we can move on to the more substantive issue. See, Carolina had her hand up, and then Leslie. Carolina?
Hello, Byron. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Now, this is just a brief update on our tech
meeting next week in Sao Paulo. I've just shared the link of the program, and for this group in particular, I wanted to just to say that we are working with John Crane from the SSR department at ICANN, and they are providing a pilot course. I mean, they're testing some material with the LAC community on DNS use and abuse. So I'll let you know how this works and goes in the near future. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolina. Leslie?
Yes, I just had a quick point that I think we should cover now. In the ALAC liaison report, there was some concern expressed about the timing in LA of the meeting between ALAC and TGMSO, and maybe we could have an update on that, please, or subsequent to this call, because... Thank you.
Katrina, do you have any comment on that?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Okay, yes, good, because I was muted. Yes, there was some delay for us responding to the requests and by ALAC, but we did respond and agreed on the meeting time and agenda on this last Saturday. So... I certainly hope that everything is resolved, and I hope that Council will participate in the meeting, which is on Thursday, 7:30, quite early.
Yes, it's quite early. I didn't catch that. Somebody was saying something. Okay, we'll take the written updates, and item number 12 is tabled. Item number 13, the work plan is to be provided after the call. Item number 14, we see the date in front of us. Item number 15. Any other business? Hearing none. Item number 16, bring the meeting to a close. Can I have a motion for that, please? Anybody?
Yes.
Keith, move to adjourn. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. Second?
Katrina.
Katrina, thank you. Okay, I am going to take or offer everybody up a 2-minute break. We'll reconvene in 2 minutes on this call. Allow people to get organized for the substantive discussion of selection of CWG members. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you.